Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So today, it's the latest in the never-ending saga of the alien. Not an alien. The alien. The one back in 79 posed the question, in space, can they hear you scream? Well, you know what? They're still screaming up there. And once again, you can see and hear it in Alien Covenant, which has got nothing to do with some agreement worked out by the aliens and its hapless victims, but Covenant is just the name of the spaceship. Now, in this, the second part of the prequel trilogy, and once again, it's directed by the creator of the franchise, Ridley Scott. The guy can't let go of his story. He must love the alien monsters, at least when they bust out of a body. And in this, you get many variations of skin ripping and alien popping, and they look more realistic and they are juicier and bloodier than before. But here's the thing. The shock value is gone. Now there's just more of it. I will say that the action and the fighting with the aliens is pretty exciting, with Catherine Waterston swinging from a cable to exterminate the thing, and the aliens themselves have become more humanoid-looking. They're very fast, too, and they're always good for splatter, but without going into too much detail, you pretty much know how this is going to go. And going in, you feel bad for all of the characters, because you know most of them, they ain't coming out of this. It's 10 years after Prometheus in this movie, with a bunch of colonists and embryos on their way to a new life, and they get lured to a closer destination by a John Denver song. Reason enough not to go down over by there, but they do, and things happen. Michael Fassbender gets to play two androids this time, and the before-mentioned Catherine Waterston is the Ripley character. She cries a lot, but she gets up for the battles. Oh, she's good in the alien battles, and everybody else, well, they don't really matter because they ain't around for very long. This does end with a kind of predictable kind of setup for the next one, but remember, like I said, it's a trilogy, so it's coming back, but if you just want to get some updated and lively alien blood and guts here that is surprisingly not boring, well, Covenant gives that to you. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.